Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tonight's show is sponsored by Clinton's Cards. Whoops. Don't store them on the wrong server.
Hello, my name's Forrest. Forrest Trump. Would you like a chocolate? My mama said life is like a box of chocolates. You eat them all, shit in the box, then blame the Mexicans. I was born poor. All we had was millions of dollars from my daddy. I got in trouble at school because I was different.
Mrs. Trump, or how can I put this? Your boy's different. He's a stupid orange bellend.
Oh, Forrest, don't ever let anybody tell you they're better than you just because you're a stupid orange bellend.
Then by chance one day I was being chased by some investors and I decided to run and I kept running and found myself running my own university. But New York State said I couldn't call it a university.
Mr. Trump, you can't call it a university. And also, we're investigating you for fraud. Furthermore, you're a stupid orange bellend.
Then the Vietnam War happened.
Oh, Forrest, promise me you won't do anything brave.
No problem. I got out of it on medical grounds 4 times.
Wait, you said Hillary Clinton's the one who's ill. Are you crazy or just stupid?
Both. Why don't you love me, Jenny?
Because you're a stupid orange bellend.
Jenny left because I grabbed her special place. Then some people in a place called Scotland tried to build a site of special scientific interest under my golf course. But I kept running. People said I was a racist just because I was being racist. But I kept running, and now here I am. It's like Mama always used to say, life is like a box of chocolates. It's all sweet until you get to the orange one and it makes you puke.
Hello and welcome to the Mundo Jazz Podcast, Eve of the Apocalypse Special! Hooray! We have 2 audiences tonight. One here in the Red Lion in Winsford. On Tuesday night before the US election, and one after the election, listening to the podcast. So, for the audience here on election night, here is a roundup.
Hillary Clinton was narrowly in the lead in a poll of polls. However, Trump insulted the parents of a dead soldier, and that increased her lead.
Then Trump talked about groping women.
Then Hillary got investigated for putting her emails in the wrong place.
Then Donald Trump groped the corpse of a nun on live TV. And by that time, people were tired, so that increased his lead.
Then Hillary Clinton was cleared by the FBI, so that increased her lead a bit, but not very much, because lots of people had already voted.
However, a lot of those were Hispanic, so it might be good for her.
However, it's not as if Hispanic people are all sensible. All races are the same, so there are just as many dickheads who are Hispanic, so they might even vote for Trump.
But there's an early turnout in Florida, which is full of old people who are usually racist and Hispanics who are... Fuck it, just have a drink.
And now, for our audience on the podcast listening after the election...
We're waving at you from the past. Over here, before the election. Life is good now. We're all friends.
Donald Trump's tiny orange paws are far away from the nuclear button.
There are no rednecks on the streets chanting for guns for unborn fetuses.
The President of the United States is still Obama, and not an inflatable pumpkin who can't sit down because Vladimir Putin is hanging out the back of him.
Hillary Clinton is still a free woman. Free because she is not in a Russian labour camp yet, and a woman because nobody knows about her penis yet.
Hello and goodbye from the rosy, rosy past. It is election night in the USA. Tonight, American voters will dive into the barrel of candidates, scrape the bottom of it, scrape through it, discover Hillary Clinton there sitting under a cloud of apathy and a large orange toad next to her sitting on a pile of rotting harassment.
And now, the news.
Samsung has recalled washing machines after reports of explosions. Samsung had problems with explosions in its products last month with the Galaxy. Customers had trouble making calls on it because it's a car. Melania Trump has called for an end to insulting behavior on Twitter. Melania, just hide his fucking phone. In Britain, following a High Court judgment on Article 50, Brexit campaigners have complained about moaning Remainers who refuse to accept the result, moaning about moaning Brexiters who refuse to accept the result. The Prime Minister has said, fuck it, we're all screwed anyway, America's gone rogue, and Jeremy Kyle has broadcast a lie detector test to see who's shat in a fridge, so who cares about anything anymore? Putin has granted Russian citizenship to Steven Seagal. When asked why, he said, he collects aggressive wankers with weird hair. A monster earthworm has been found, called Dave. It is 3 times longer than an average earthworm. I suggest a better name for it would be Juan. His penis. Because he's big. And so is my penis. Jeremy Clarkson has said the BBC is rubbish at talent management, and no one ever congratulated him by saying, that was a good programme, or what a great punch. In Australia, an archaeologist getting out of the car to go to the toilet has led to the discovery of a 49,000-year-old ruins inhabited by the ancestors of modern humans. Getting out of the car in Crewe will have the same result. The world's strangest holiday home has been created by a Scottish couple inside a Royal Navy chopper. The chopper is big enough to accommodate 2 people, much like mine. My chopper. My penis. Because he's big. In St. Petersburg, Svetlana Topol has had to resign as a teacher after it was revealed that she was also a porn star and after all her male pupils found out and died of overspunk. Overspunk. It's a medical thing.
Let me in, Fox Mulder, FBI. What have we got, Scully?
The victim was murdered and her liver removed. But here's the thing. The door was locked. There was only one way in or out, and it's too small for a human to get through.
Wait a minute. There have been cases like this since the early 20th century. One every 30 years. Each one with their liver removed. You thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, no, Mulder. You going to say it's an alien again?
No, I'm not crazy. It's Hillary Clinton's emails.
What? You don't think it could be a mutant capable of stretching and contorting his body who comes out of hibernation every 30 years to feed on people's livers?
Exactly. Let's arrest the bitch. She put her emails in the wrong place.
And now, time for some music. The genius that is Mr. Hank W. Swaggart III. You will rarely experience musicianship like that. That was Come to Worship Mice at the Tiny Church by Hank W. Swaggart III. That's fantastic, absolutely brilliant. It's time for the Mundo Jazz Film Review. Please welcome our guest film reviewer, Mr. Martin Tomlinson. Okay, Martin, welcome. And what have you seen? What's the film you're going to review this week?
I'm going to be reviewing Doctor Strange.
Ah, Doctor Strange. Now, I've seen this one. I've seen this film. I watched it with my son Clapton a few days ago. Yeah, it's too old for Beyonce, you know, but she's only 5.
You're a man looking at the world through a keyhole. You've spent your life trying to widen it. Your work saved the lives of thousands. What if I told you that reality is one of many?
fairy tales about chakras or energy or the power of belief.
You wonder what I see in your future? Possibility.
Tell us about the film. What's the basic premise?
Well, after mangling his hands in a car crash, gifted neurosurgeon Stephen Strange, played by the wonderful Benedict Cumberbatch, finds his illustrious career in ruins. Desperate for healing, he heads to Nepal, as you would, where a secret order of magicians, led by the enigmatic Ancient One, played by Tilda Swinton, induct him into the mystic arts.
Ah, so cool. I mean, this always happens. You always get inducted to the mystic arts when you go to Nepal. Yeah, yeah, it always happens, every backpacker. So tell us about something else. So who directed this film?
It was directed by Scott Derrickson, also did Sinister and The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
What about the writing? Who wrote it?
That was John Spates.
Oh, yeah, Spate. And what's he... Where do we know... Do we know anything about him?
He did Prometheus, which was the alien...
I'm a huge fan of Prometheus. That film is the shit, man. Prometheus, man. Fucking... this alien coming... The fucking... And you go, wake up the alien! And the alien go, oh, fuck off! Oh, man. What next we got?
Well, the main cast... obviously, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch. He's fucking... He's great, man. Sherlock.
Yeah.
You know, they should do a book of that. It's so good. So he's good. What else he in Star Trek?
Yeah.
The Archers.
All the best are from The Archers, really.
Who else is in it?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Oh, yeah.
12 Years a Slave.
Oh, yeah, man. He's funny. Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's a good actor. It pissed me off when he did those hotel adverts, though. It's just like, what they call precious hotels or something. Sleep well. Fuck off. Why you take this money when you're making all those fucking films? Beverly Hills Cop and stuff. Anyway, who else is in it?
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
A True Detective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah, she's great. Yeah, yeah.
And Benedict Wong.
Yeah.
From, he was The Martian, Prometheus.
Yeah.
And he played the Chinese man in Last of the Summer Wine, 1993.
I remember that one, yeah. Played the Chinese man in Last of the Summer Wine, Colin.
They also have Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
From Casino Royale, Hannibal, Rihanna, Bitch Better Have My Money, The Moomins.
Was he really in The Moomins?
Yeah. and The Comet Chase.
Okay, yeah, anybody else of note?
Yeah, Tilda Swinton, who I mentioned earlier.
He is good.
Yeah.
He is fucking great.
Yeah. We need to talk about Kevin.
Oh, man, that's a chuckle fest as well. It's so funny. We need to laugh about Kevin more like. Oh, man.
And also from Narnia.
Yeah.
And Burn After Reading.
Oh, man, yeah.
Have you seen Burn After Reading?
No, I thought it was Burn Before Reading, so... I got it wrong. Okay, so we're going to throw it open to the audience now and see if there's any audience questions.
I've got a question.
Go on.
How was the sound mix?
The sound mix was Dolby Atmos, Dolby Digital and Dolby Surround 7.1.
What was the aspect ratio?
Actually, interesting with this, it's 1.9 to 1 in the IMAX version for some scenes, but predominantly 2.35 to 1.
What camera did they use?
They used the Arri Alexa 65, the Panavision System 65 and Primo 70 lenses, the Arri Alexa XT Plus, Zeiss Master Prime, the Ultra Prime, the Fujinon Premiere, the Agilux Optimo lenses, the Ariflex 235, Panavision Primo lenses, Panavision Panaflex Millennium XL2, the Panavision Primo lenses, and the Phantom Flex 4K.
Yeah, the thing that's been troubling me is the lack of information on the laboratory.
All right, well, laboratories, they used a Pinewood Digital, the Digital Dailies, Shed, GB with the Dailies with Los Angeles, and Technicolor, Hollywood, California, obviously, in the USA for the Digital Intermediate.
Okay, so we got the overview. So what did you think? Let's get to the review. What did you think of the film?
It's all right.
Thank you very much, Martin. And now it's time for a quick look at today's front pages of the papers.
Right, well, on the front of the Financial Times, we have markets rally as surveys show Clinton hanging on to slim lead.
The Daily Telegraph is leading with CPS afraid to tackle honour crimes.
And on The Guardian, presidential rivals in final push as polls give Clinton the edge.
The Times are currently running surge in early voters give Clinton edge over Trump.
And on The Daily Mail, woman goes out in a dress and you can see her bum and everything.
The Daily Express has gay brown foreigners with wings coming to bum you and eat your job.
And over at The Sun, we have, bless, someone died. We have an exclusive look at their tits.
And finally, the Financial Times has what Kiwi from Bewitched looks like now will make your jaw drop.
Thank you very much, boys. And now, it's a regular thing in the show. We have, you may not know that I am not just a musician and genius and a fashion icon. I'm also a very good novelist. So we're going to treat you now to my novel, which is a detective story, and it's so good it has to be read by a great voice, and mine is not up to it. So will you please sit back and enjoy the dulcet tones of Richard Oliver reading Skig Beasley.
Skig Beasley and the Ningers from China by Juan Pablo Colon.
Ninjas. Ninjas.
You remember now that it is the turn of the century. In Prohibition era in Chicago in 1850. And Skig Beasley is the best in the business. He is walking through the alley when all of a sudden, bam! Shooty McJones is a peer. I'm going to shoot you, but first I pull back the hammer on the safety catch of my gun and count to 10, say McJones. His first name, Shooty, but by now we know who he is, so no need to repeat first name. You are a stupid, say Skag. And he wait until the last minute counting. Then he kick McJones. Shooty McJones, who I mention above, you will remember. The gun is fly out of McJones, his first name Shooty, and land on a small tortilla outside a restaurant. Nobody know why the tortilla was there. Is just a piece of tortilla, not a whole one. The restaurant probably finished with it because somebody ate half of it and leave the rest on the pavement. Or maybe the chef was aiming for the bin and then miss. He is wearing a tall white hat with a puffy top like a marshmallow. Then he go back inside and start cooking again and avoid the temptation to play chess on his trousers. Meanwhile, McJones is amazed. Is Shooty McJones, who is the bad guy in the story, remember, before all the cook shit. How you kick the gun on that tortilla, shout McJones. First name Shooty. I am a ninja, say Beasley. I am trained in the ancient Japanese martial art of yoga in China with a Chinese man. No shit, say McJones. Shooty to friends. Now I understand why you got ninja skills. It's because you are a train with the ninjas in China. But you don't know nothing because I am a cowardly guy. So I got my friend Stingy Hat to hit you from behind now. Then bam, Stingy Hat hit Beasley on the back and he fall down, possibly dead. The next installment is coming. Who knows what is to happen to Skig Beasley? Is he dead? or just hit on the head? I not decide yet. You, the readers, can decide what happened next. I got no idea yet. When I try to work it out, the phrase "ass partridges" keep coming into my head for some reason. It make no sense. Fuck knows what is going on.
That's the eve of the apocalypse special. By the time you hear this, the world may have ended. But if not, please join us for the next one at the Red Lion Pub in Winsford, Cheshire at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November the 15th. Good night!
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.